For example, a 150-pound person would have to consume 340 milligrams of saccharin per day to reach the upper limit of the ADI. This is 9 to 12 packets of sweetened low, or 20 ounces of saccharin-sweetened beverage. For sucralose, the recommended ADI is 5 milligrams per kilogram body weight per day. An overview by Groats and Monroe reports that the consumption rate for heavy consumers is estimated at 3 milligrams per kilogram body weight per day. The products shown here all contain some amount of sucralose. To reach the ADI for sucralose, a 150-pound person would have to consume 6 cans of Diet Cola made with sucralose per day. After reviewing the consumption recommendations, do you feel at risk for overconsumption of any of these sweeteners? If so, which ones? Now, let's finish up with some conclusions on the recommendations. All types of sugar mentioned, stevia, aspartame, saccharin, and sucralose are all approved for safety by the FDA, who determines the ADI. Added sugars are all nutritive at 4 calories per gram, but contain limited nutrients. Sweeteners can be nutritive or non-nutritive, but since they are much more sweeter than sugar, you use much less, so the consumer products are considered non-nutritive. Added sugar is associated with cancer risk through its association with diabetes and obesity, but moderation of products with added sugar can reduce the risk of developing these conditions. The current research has shown that the mentioned sweeteners are not associated with cancer risk in humans. For each product, the ADI varies. If you eat a balanced diet, focus on consuming fresh foods, and consume sweetened products in moderation, your consumption of these products should be in the safe range with very little risk of cancer.